WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic, 10 o'clock, just about on the dot, sort of, close. Glad you're here. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm just fooling around with the board trying to find the headphones so my ears won't explode. I listen to music really loud, everybody. I just do. But then you turn the mic on and it's, well, never mind. Anyway, we just heard some Steely Dan. As you know, within the past week and a half or so, we lost Walter Becker. One half of that duo. I grew up with Steely Dan. And as I like to say, you know, not in the same house in a different room, but, you know, I mean, they were one of the most incredibly unique bands because they just fused jazz and popular music and did some wonderful things. So rest in peace, Walter Becker. For sure, I'm going to miss Steely Dan coming out with anything new. Before that, Faces from 1971's A Nod is as good as a wink, ... to a blind horse. Debris was that one. Roger Waters, yeah, going to see him in just a couple of weeks. The new record's called Is This the Life We Really Want? It's a question to ponder. That was Smell the Roses, awesome as always from him. And that short set started off with Buddy Holly and the Crickets. No, it didn't. That ended the last one, but that's okay. It was so good it's worth mentioning twice. All right, so it's just a little bit after 10 a.m., and happy to say we have our in-studio guest here, and this gentleman is named Cheyenne. And Cheyenne has traveled a long way to get to us. Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
How's things?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Beautiful morning here.
Yeah, is it the kind of a beautiful morning where you came in with 5 strings and now you have 4?
I came in with 6.
6.
Now I have 5.
I'm bad at math. Can you do this? Can you still make it work?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, when you make simple music, you wouldn't need all the strings.
Gotcha. I don't play guitar, so I don't even know what that thing does besides make noise when you touch it that way. So you weren't born here in Boston, were you? You came here a long way.
Yeah. I was born in Tehran.
Yeah.
It's the capital of Iran.
It is.
The country.
Yeah.
And
Iran the country versus Iran what?
Iran, the question, where is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was born in Tehran and I came to Boston not so long ago, about like 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And you're here on a student visa, I would imagine?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm studying at Berklee College of Music.
Oh, yeah, I went there for a minute too. I did, semester and a half.
It's a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you in your studies there? Are you finished? Are you still doing it?
No, I'm still doing it.
Okay.
I'm actually, yeah.
And you're sort of gainfully employed there as well, right?
I do some student jobs.
Yep.
On campus.
Yep. So when did you start? Let me do this. In Tehran, I mean, we really don't know what it's like there, and I imagine it's just like it is here. You probably had some people that you got to know, and your group of friends listened to music. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
Well, growing up, I would listen to, it started with, for me, listening to music, with more passion, started with a mixtape.
Oh, okay.
I asked my aunt to just give me a tape, or she had they've had a kind of a collection, they've had a lot of tapes, cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, just give me one, and I'm going to listen. And she just picked one randomly and gave it to me. And it was like a selection of 90s kind of rock ballads.
Mm-hmm.
It had a couple of Elton John songs,
yes.
Dire Straits.
Mm-hmm.
I know you love Elton John.
I do. Yeah, so when you get a mixtape and when you're in that country over there, was this in the 90s when this happened?
No, that
okay.
was in like 2000.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like 6,
you're
five,
probably a little
five.
Bit behind the curve as far as getting newer music, huh?
Yeah, It's not just that, and it's also that the music I gravitated towards was kind of a little bit older than the 2005 mainstream,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
2006 mainstream music. So I there was this track, Pink Floyd's High Hopes was there.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
really obsessed with the song.
Uh-huh.
So I went to a friend's house, and he put on the concert. So the thing with cassette tapes is that you don't have any idea how they look like. It's just a sound. It doesn't have a picture on it.
Oh yeah.
And it's a mixtape.
All right.
So it doesn't have, you have no idea how they look like. So it was an amazing experience. Like how David Gilmour looked like, how the band looked like.
Yeah. In your mind's eye, were you even close to
I wasn't even
close.
Yeah,
how could you be?
I wasn't even close. Yeah. And it was amazing. And then I decided, this is the coolest thing ever. I want to do this.
Yep. And is that, were you already sort of picking around with the guitar at first at that
time?
No.
It first started with listening to music and seeing that performance. And then a decision was made just right there.
Yep. And did you start with a guitar on your own, or did you get to take lessons while in school, or how does that work?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to take some lessons from a teacher when I started playing guitar. Just some, like, you get to know the chords, some of the, like, basic chords and scales. And then I picked it up on my own. I started playing blues kind of from listening to Clapton and, you know, B.B. King and...
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to start with those and then learning blues chords, I mean, you're on your way, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, okay, so you're listening to recordings from your aunt, and you probably shared it with your friends. And when did that? So that was in the 2000s. When did you, and you came here recently, right? Right, like 2016 or so?
Yeah, I've been...
So what happened between then and now?
Between then and now. Between then and now, I started writing songs, and I started, first I started some, I started a project of Persian rock music, and then I kind of abandoned it because I wanted to reach a more international audience, and that was always a dream.
Cool.
So I started writing in English, and weirdly enough, it was more comfortable for me to write in English because I would listen to all the music I've been listening to was in English. And I performed a couple of shows in Tehran, a charity show for people with hearing disabilities. I played a show in the Austrian Culture Forum in Tehran, which is the part of the Austrian embassy. There's one in New York. And so, yeah, I've been busy with music there. Been making music with some of my good friends over there.
So when you came over here, you must have found all about Boston and the Berklee School of Music and decided this is the place for you to go.
Yeah, I was really into music production, and I really wanted to go learn more about it.
And cool.
Berklee was the place.
Yeah.
Just look it up on Google.
Absolutely.
And everyone was talking about Berklee being the place to study music, and there were wonderful people who have graduated from Berklee, and so I applied for Berklee, and it was a kind of a sudden decision. I was like, I got to do this.
Sometimes those are the best ones.
Yeah, because I was studying industrial engineering, and I was a student already, and like 3 years into my degree, and I was like, enough of this.
Good for you. Really, because a lot of people just continue on and then just never be satisfied.
I was like, if I finish, it's going to be even worse to move away from it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So when was the first time? I know it was over there in Iran. When is the first time that you played out, and what was it like for an audience over there? How does it differ? You know, it's got to be a lot different, especially the one that you played for the Hard of Hearing. What was that like?
Playing the show it was really good. The audience is an Iranian audience is a very, very warm audience. They know the words, they sing along, they clap, they do a lot of ooh, ahs, and you know, they're really warm. It's a great audience.
Is
a lot of energy.
Is quote unquote Western music really popular there?
Yeah. It's really popular. I mean, some of the mainstream popular Persian music is kind of based on the Western music.
Okay.
And there's also another line of traditional Iranian music, and it's just fantastic music.
Cool. Well, I would love to hear.
It's a bit different.
So you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
I know you're going to treat us to a couple of live things. The first one, I know we've been talking about this track so many nights.
Yeah.
Do you think you could treat us to that now?
Yeah, sure. Speaking of blues, this is kind of a bluesy tune that I wrote. And, yeah. Okay. Let's do this one.
Perfect. So First. Many nights. Cheyenne, WMFO Studio A.
I was feeling cold and didn't know what to give up and what to hold. So many nights I was searching home. I could have gone lost deep inside your bones, but now I'm gonna let go now. I'm gonna let go of your side. Oh, I'm gonna let go now. I'm gonna let go of your I could fall apart. The blaze of your light shined through my heart. The sky above is falling in my mind. But it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Cause I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go of your side. Oh, I'm gonna let go now. I'm gonna let go of your side.
Oh, you know what? That was great. I mean, I love the blues just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So, where in your evolution of being an artist did that enter? Was that something recent while you're in school, or is that something you wrote a long time ago?
Actually, when I started playing guitar, a name would always come up as a great guitar player, and that was Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
So through Eric Clapton, and as we know, Eric Clapton has played and worked with everyone. Like from B.B. King to like Howlin' Wolf, even Freddie King, J.J. Cale, up to like Bob Dylan, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so I started, I got to know Eric Clapton, and through Clapton, I got to know all these amazing artists because I followed Eric Clapton's shows and everything. And I got this, this is an amazing, it was like a music that I always kind of felt like it should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listened to it. Ah, yeah, this is what I've been looking for.
We have to make it so that Mr. Clapton's going to play with you before he stops.
I hope that would be a dream come true.
Let's work on that.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking about your influences, and one of the first ones you mentioned is Pink Floyd. And by the way, I played Roger Waters for you before.
Thank you.
Because I knew
you enjoyed that very much.
Because right when you broke your string, I'm like, okay, he needs something to like feel a little better. So I played that once. So you gave me three influences to play, and one of them, of course, is Pink Floyd. And you picked something that's really well known, Comfortably Numb. Tell us about that song and why you picked that one as an influence.
Oh, that song is first of all, it's an amazing song. There's a reason it's so popular, because
mm-hmm.
it's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it's a song that, first of all, David Gilmour and Roger Waters both kind of collaborated on this. And it's a wonderful collaboration. The production is amazing. I always listen to it, and I'm like, I'm still in awe of this amazing production. And as a guitar player, in my very early days, I was really obsessed with the solo at the end.
Ah.
So that was kind of the reason I got really obsessed with this song, and then I loved the song even better, the vocals, and I mean, the whole thing is a masterful.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did this song in particular influence you, but you answered the question for me, you know, just listening to the instrumentation, the guitar work, so yeah. That's really good for us to know. All right, everybody, let's listen to the first of Cheyenne's influences. This is, of course, Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb, here at WMFO Medford.
Hello.
WMFO, Medford, 10:22 in the morning. Mike on the mic with the first of Cheyenne's requests, Comfortably Numb, of course, with a brand new beginning that I bet you never heard before, and you probably never will. That was me and my not paying attention, but made for interesting sounds anyway. But anyway, Cheyenne, I just want to say that, you know, I noticed a couple of things while I was playing. A couple of things was both of us were just headbanging. You know, headphones on, both of us, even though the monitors are hugely loud. And I noticed when the solo came up at the end, you were, in fact, air guitaring it.
Yeah.
And you have a guitar and you could have played it, but you air guitared it. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, if I knew how to play a guitar, I would try to air guitar too.
I mean, air guitar is pretty much easier. So that's.
You think?
That's my go to.
Because I can play air guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm so
good.
Air
guitar.
I'm so good.
So it's. Oh. Well, I'm losing a string. And it's, I got to say, the last time I've broke a string might have been like 10 years ago. I was fooling around, like roughly fooling around with a slide, and just, I broke a string.
What if you're playing out and you do that and you don't have an extra?
I've never, like, I don't even think about it. I've never thought about it.
Bet
this
you will
happen.
Now. Bet you will
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
All right, so another song that you want to play for us live is called Hang On. Where did that come in the evolution of Cheyenne's music?
This is, Hang On is probably, I think, one of the first songs I wrote when I came to Boston.
Excellent.
And it's essentially about hope. It's about, like, you know, when you're having some days that they're not, you know, they're not really good, and you're, you know, it's not going to get better. I mean, the way it goes, it's going to get even worse tomorrow and the day after. And suddenly something happens out of nowhere that you don't even expect it, and your life kind of changes. And that's just to say, it's just to say,
hang on
and wait. Things might change, you know, and they always do.
Yep. Yep, hopefully for the better.
Yeah, odds of things changing is it's. I mean, it's more likely that things change for the better than stay the same and get worse.
Yeah, I love the positivity. All right, with that, will you treat us to Hang On here live in Studio A?
Yep.
I thought you would. All right, it's Cheyenne, everybody, once again, WMFO.
Days turn out long, only the moonlight tries to walk you home. Your summer lacks the sunny days, and you need someone to feel your pain. Hang on and wait for tomorrow. Just hang on and wait for tomorrow. Go by as the other ones. It seems like there's no end to it, but it's gonna be turned all around. So just hang on and wait for tomorrow. Hang on and wait for tomorrow. tango. Don't take all the sorrow. Just hang on. Your night is fading. You know your night is fading away, 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 away. You know your night is fading. Your night is fading away, away. See the stars will shine bright till you find your way. Just hang on and wait for tomorrow. Just hang on and wait for tomorrow. Just hang on, don't take all the sorrow. Hang on.
You know, honestly, that was so different than the first one you played. I mean, blues to some beautiful chord progressions there. Very, very different, and a really nice job.
Thank you.
When are you going to record that so I can play it?
This is on the list. It's getting recorded. Actually, the next song I'm going to play, which is also pretty different to this, these two, has been recorded. We're mixing it, and it's going to be released sometime soon. And
all right, but what about Hang On? What about that?
What about Hang On? Hang On's next.
Oh, that's really nice.
Hang On's
and I did mention this, but I want to just say it again. I mean, it really it's very striking, the difference between those two songs. It's night and day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your influences are not only from the blues, but you picked up some nice complex chords somewhere. Is that Berkeley influence, or is that just you messing around? And
Berkeley is the home of complex chords. Five sharps and seven, whatever. And,
yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's the place. But I was into. I mean, these chords are still pretty simple, but.
Beautiful.
Lots of music I listen to have these kind of emotional kind of chords.
It's my favorites.
Like Elton John.
Yeah, exactly.
Is also an influence of mine.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's a percussive piano player, isn't he? But he's got some great chords that are, you know, sevenths and ninths and just really nice stuff. So that was beautiful. I really like that.
Thank you.
So,
appreciate it.
So getting back, so like I do, I'm going to switch around again. Back to Albert King, another one of your influences.
Oh, yeah.
The Old Pretty Woman is such a classic track, and a lot of people might think it's a different song just from that title if you don't know about Albert King.
Yeah.
Tell us about Albert King in this song, and we'll play it.
Albert King, this song's off the record, Born Under a Bat's Eye.
Right.
And to me, it's one of my favorite albums of all time, Born Under a Bat's Eye, because it's such a great album. There's nothing is overplayed. Everything is recorded well, and the songs are great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kudos to Booker T. Jones and with the production and the songwriting and everything. This track, I mean, I could have chosen Born Under a Bat Sign.
Exactly.
It would have been more familiar, but this one, it was on the album when I was listening to the album from the top. When it came to this one, it was like, this is so good. Why haven't I heard this before? And so let's listen to this one instead, because Born Under a Bat Sign is more familiar. And
all right, let's hear this now. This is awesome. The second of your influences, Albert King, as we've been saying, Oh Pretty Woman, from the great Born Under a Bad Sign CD at WMFO, Medford.
Oh, pretty woman, sugar, rising sun is on you. Cheap paint and powder ain't gonna help you none, cause she's a pretty woman right down to the bone, so you just might as well still leave you. Alone, pretty
Oh, pretty woman, what you trying to do? You kept on fooling around till I got stuck on you. So you just drop that mess and come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. That's all right for you. Now you just go on doing what you wanna do. But someday when you think that you have got it made, you can't help water deep in love, so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter what I.
All right, so it's WMFO. As promised, that was the great Albert King and Oh Pretty Woman from 1967's Born Under a Bad Sign. That was an excellent request there.
Yeah.
Tells us more about you.
Actually, I got to say, well, my influences are... I have a lot, many more influences.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I wish I could play, like... the whole hour, a lot of influences. I was thinking like Bob Dylan, J.J. Cale, like I don't know, Nirvana.
I know. I mean, I'm sure it's crazy when we're talking and I'm saying, all right, give me a couple of influences. Yeah, so how do you do that?
It was so tough.
Yeah.
It was harder than picking from my own songs.
Yeah. Well, that was awesome. So I know you've got your five-string guitar ready to go with a couple more tracks. And you want to play another one called Gonna Be All Right.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this one?
This one is kind of the same deal because it's also about hope. I've written this maybe one or two years ago. And it was a pretty, I think... it was a time that things weren't going really well, but I mean the element of hope was still always there, and it should be there, always there.
Yeah.
And like it's all right now. Everything's much better, and it sounds like a sad song, but it's actually a very hopeful song, and the chorus says gonna be all right, so things are gonna be all right.
All right, cool. All right, live in Studio A once again, everybody. This is Cheyenne, WMFO.
Been
so long. I wanna grab your arms and scream it out, but it seems so hard. But I'm gonna be alright. Something tells me that I'm gonna be alright. I'm trying to go to sleep. It's the night that keeps me awake. The tale of my day won't end till I am there to stay. But feel I really wanna win this time. It's been so long. I wanna grab your arms and scream it out, but it seems so. I'm gonna be turning to stones. How's it gonna be? You and I, just me alone. Cause I really wanna win this time. It's been so long.
WMFO, that was Cheyenne once again, live in Studio A with Gonna Be Alright. You know, you mentioned that might sound like the lyrics might make it sound sad, but again, the use of those chords just makes it, anyway for me, because I concentrate on the music and the melody and the hooks, it's just a happy song from a melodic point of view. Love that.
Thank you.
Really, really nice. Yeah, so we met, I know you play out as much as you can, we met at a... an open mic over at the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're doing a lot of playing out at the moment, but tell us about your social media. Tell us about how we can find your music. And if you are playing out, tell us that too.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this these music kind of acoustically. I used to play with I was accompanied by a cello player back in Tehran. My good friend Bezat, he was playing harmonica with me. And my other friend, Amir Hossein, he was there with me, like, doing the sounds and stuff. But it was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And more about the song, just vocal and guitar, or vocal and piano.
Yeah, but I think you played piano when I first saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually played this one on the piano.
Yeah.
In the Lizard Lounge. Anyway, I feel like I should do this music with a band setting. So
oh, yeah.
We recorded this song with a band setting, with the bass and drums and everything. And we're recording more songs. And actually, we probably have another recording session by the end of the month.
When do you expect that this recorded music will be available, to DJs maybe? When do you think that might be?
Probably in a couple of months.
All right, you're going to have to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Actually, it's pretty nice here. I love it here.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I'll definitely stop by whenever you...
Yeah, we had a beer the other night, right? And I told you, geez, when you get here, yeah. You're really going to love the ambiance in this place. Yeah. It really... Everybody says that. It's such a nice space.
It's really a homey, nice place.
It really is. So, all right. So, speaking of your live performances, for social media, where can people find you?
So, my most active form of social media is on Instagram. So, Shayan Carry Me Music is my account.
So it's Shayan.
Karimi.
Okay.
Music.
Okay.
So this is without any dots or dashes or underlines and everything.
And I linked to your Facebook profile.
Yeah.
In today's. Yeah. Okay. So that too.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. This the Instagram has the most information.
Okay.
And then you can find links.
Maybe you can post it on the thread when you get home.
Yeah.
Okay, because that'd be cool, because I know a lot of people, because I've already got a couple of comments here from people. Somebody said they loved that first blues one, and, so I know people are going
to
want to find you.
Good to hear that.
Hopefully some students, they're just back here, they're everywhere. Look on the sidewalk, there's a student. Look over there on the lawn, there's a student. They're everywhere. So they're back, and they're your audience. You know, so when you come back with recorded stuff, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to treat us to another live one now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play another one called Home, and... this is this one is kind of one of my favorite. It's kind of a more recent one.
Okay.
It's about the whole concept of home, feeling at home, feeling belong. It's more about people than being about a place.
Everybody has their own knowledge of what home is to them, but it's probably the same for everybody.
Yeah,
bottom
it's the same
line.
Feeling. I guess.
All right. So great. Live in Studio A. This is Home. Once again, Cheyenne at WMFO.
Right. Thinking maybe you can be my home.
My thoughts are many and so heavy, it's hard to carry them around. My reality just can't compete with the dreams I have. Now I'm searching for words to find out what to write for you. Now I'm distracted by your image in different shades of blue. There was a time that I felt so strong. Those days are gone and I can't hide my scars. It seems to me that all I need can be a home. And somehow I'm thinking maybe you can be my home. I'm thinking maybe you can be my home. Don't wanna get straight inside me. Home is the place that calls me.
You know, oh, I jumped the gun there a little bit, did I?
Thank you, yeah. It was necessary.
I was going to say, man, you know, falsetto before 11 in the morning is brave. That was really nice.
It's not as easy as afternoon.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
I really I see your love of all these chords, and I see how Berkeley is influencing you. I love it. I think it's really doing well. So I want to play the last of your influences in just a second. But first, we have a public service announcement. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds. That sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
All right, it's WMFO Medford. Make sure you fasten those safety belts. I always do. You ever drive with me, you'll see them on, I swear. All right, so I lied to you. I said we're going to play the last of your influences, but we had a game time decision just now. You'd rather play another live one, right?
Sure. I would play a song called Brother.
Okay.
This is going to be recorded pretty soon.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about it. It's kind of a bluesy one, again.
Okay.
So
anything else to say about it? I'm looking forward to the blues again, really.
The whole song is about it's about living in a situation that we all kind of live in, and it's just we don't really get to feel deeply happy or deeply sad.
Do you have a brother? Is this about your brother?
No, it's not about a brother. It's in a more general sense.
More of a metaphor for a brother?
Yeah. A lovely sister.
Okay. But, I'm sure she's lovely.
Yeah. But it's about that. And it's about, like, I'm feeling down. Let's, instead of talking and really feeling sad, it's okay. You're going to feel sad for a bit. And then you're going to, verbalize what your insecurities and, you know, feel better instead of just using a painkiller. Like,
oh yeah. All right, I'd rather feel better with
something, going
I'd
to
rather,
party
rather feel better with music any day.
Yeah.
All right, this is Cheyenne again, live in Studio A. This is Brother at WMFO Medford.
You and I drowned in a game. Don't know why, but it feels that I should stay. More desirous, more dissatisfied. No need to think, no deep thoughts required. Yet stuck in a bottom land, urging to get higher. More confusion, it makes me more amused. Brother, let me feel the laughter. Brother, let me feel the pain. No sense of thrill, no feeling of joy. Your sadness is gone and I revel till I boil. Love and emotion, I think I'm terrified. So brother, let me feel the laughter. Brother, gotta let me feel the pain. Feel the laughter, brother. let me feel the pain.
That was Cheyenne blowing us away once again, live in Studio A. That was Brother. I love the guitar work and the vocalizing and the passion. Somebody in here isn't messing around, and that's you. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That was really awesome. And Kirsten has joined us for something about the women.
Good
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It was really a treat to walk in and hear such amazing talent. And from what I heard on the interview, I have to say, not only is your music so wonderful and beautiful, but I love your message of optimism and hope. And even in that last song, there's a soulful quality to it, but there's this connection and just a beautiful message
Thank
in
you.
Your music.
Thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
You know, and I don't know if you know, but he came in this morning with six strings, and Braun broke, so he's been playing with only five strings.
I did hear that, and I did notice. So,
wow. Right?
Yes. I mean, that's what happens in live performances. So I was at Atwood's recently, and one of the musicians broke